The good, the bad, and the ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
Quite a tense one today. Good morning, Terence.
Morning, Darren. Yes, it is a shocker this morning. So, you know, we've done stories before on child-on-child violence, done stories on adult-on-adult violence. But what happens when an adult and a stranger at that attacks your minor child? Mm. So in May this year, Andrew Guy, who's the father of a 13-year-old boy, got a call from his son's school asking him to come fetch his child because he had been assaulted. So racing to the school, Andrew found that it wasn't an altercation with another child, but a parent who was picking up a child from the school had actually assaulted him. And here's what happened. Andrew, what happened in May this year with your 13-year-old son at school?
I got a call from the school saying that my son had been assaulted by a father of another kid from the school. He went onto the school premises around about 3:30, 3:45. What actually my son told me is that his daughter came and started teasing my son and another girl that was with them. They were bickering between each other. So my son said in these words to the daughter that she's a female dog or something like that. So this little girl went to her father, who was waiting outside the school. He came onto the school premises and then apparently he strangled my son from the back of the neck and from the front of the neck and dragged him towards the school and then punched him in the eye. And then the teachers called him and he swore at the teachers and he climbed in his car and he drove off. And then I took him to a doctor for a medical report. I went to the police station. They said that the school needs to open up a case. I went to the school. The school said no, it was after school hours as such.
Did this happen on the school premises, though?
It happened on the school premises, but the school says they can't be involved because it wasn't during school hours, according to them.
Well, I mean, they should be liable because it happened on their premises, irrespective of when it happened.
Yeah. When I went to the school told me I must go to the police station, I must open a case, and the police station said that the school needs to open a case. So I went back and forth about four times to the police station trying to open up a case. The school has asked that parent to come to the school on two occasions. He has not gone to the school, according to the principal. And I'm waiting 6 months later to find out what is actually happening.
So when you were called by the school and told that your son had been assaulted by another adult, what went through your mind?
I went straight to the school to come look for the father, but then I thought, hold on, before I get myself into trouble, let me just calm myself down.
Because irrespective of what happened between the kids at the school, the father should never have got involved.
He should have never got involved. He should have gone to the principal or the teachers and called me forward, or there was other avenues he could have taken.
I mean, there was a process that he could have followed.
Yes, that's correct.
So how's your son now?
Look, he missed a lot of schooling afterwards. He's scared for his life to go to school. On his report, which I got last month, he's 26 days absent from school. I'm aware that he hasn't been going to school, but it has affected him quite a bit psychologically.
So has the father been charged?
The police have not come back to me. I've been there, I think, on three different occasions, left my number there for them to get hold of me, to let me know what the process is. I'm yet to get a phone call from them.
Goodness me. What would you do if you were in Andrew Guy's position and someone else's parent assaulted your child at school?
The fact of the matter is, irrespective of what happened, whether there was a disagreement amongst these kids, there's a process that should have been followed.
Yeah.
He should have gone to the principal and they should have handled it.
Yeah.
He had absolutely no right to, never mind assaulting the kid, but grabbing him on his neck and dragging him, then punching him in his eye. I've got the pictures and I've got the doctor's report as well. So coming up, I speak to the police about why they're dragging their heels on this case.
East Coast Radio.
It's 10 to 9 on East Coast Breakfast. Rihanna and Kiss It Better in The Good, The Bad and The Ugly with Terence Pillay right now. So here's the scenario, right? A young boy says to a young girl at school, they're about 12, 13 years old, and he says to her, don't be a female dog. He actually didn't say bitch, by the way. I just want to, for the record, he said
female dog.
Don't be a female dog. So it's not like we're using a nom de plume or whatever.
Yeah.
That's the wrong word, nom de plume. But it's not like we've softened it. That's literally what he said.
Euphemism.
Anyway, euphemism. Dad got really, really angry. I understand you're getting angry at something like that. But then stepped onto the school grounds and assaulted the 13-year-old boy. The father now of this child is having difficulty finding justice, I suppose. So we asked you, what would you do if this had happened to your son?
I think if the father can't get any joy with the police, that's when it turns into vigilante justice, and you go and look for the father himself and sort it out. If the father can't get any joy with the police, then go and find the father that assaulted your child and go and sort him out yourself. You know what? When it comes to your children, you become an angry lion and nothing can stop you to protect your child. If someone assaults your child, you go to the end of the world to rectify.
Terrence, as a parent, I actually completely justify. But I understand.
I think parents are going to react that way.
Yeah.
I honestly think they're going to react that way. But you can't actually go.
You can't do it.
Because you'll then get into trouble with the law. But listen, so he didn't get any joy with the police. I eventually got hold of Captain Gwala. And this is what she had to say. Captain Gwala, on the 13th of May 2016, Andrew Guy had laid a charge against a parent from his kid's school for assaulting him. Could you tell me what the charge was?
A case of common assault was opened for investigation at Malvern Subs. The complainant opened a case on 13 May where a child was assaulted by the non-suspect while at school.
And what is the status of this case at the moment?
The case is still under investigation at the moment and no arrest has been made as yet.
So why has no arrest been made, Captain Gwala?
It's because the investigation is still continuing and the investigating officer is still busy with some other statements that he needs to take from the witnesses.
So this happened 6 months ago and the complainant, Andrew Guy, tells me that he has not even heard from the police. Your response to that?
Yes, I've also confirmed at the station with the investigating officer that he contacted the family and gave feedback to the family with regards to the progress of the case.
Why hasn't he been asked to give a statement yet?
The statement. Even though we will not go deeper into the merits of the case, but since the investigation is still continuing, the investigating officer will be in contact with the victims if he do need something with regards to the case.
My point is that this is not an ordinary case. It's a case of an adult who actually assaulted a child on school premises. How seriously do you view this?
Yeah, this is a serious matter. So once the investigation is completed on the police side, the dockets will then be taken to court for decision. Like in all other cases of assault common, when the investigation is done and completed, the courts will then decide whether to prosecute in the matter or not.
So my point is, it's been 6 months. Why has nothing been done?
No, I would not say nothing has been done. So much has been done with regards to the case. Even though I will not go much deeper into the merits of the case, but the investigation is still continuing.
When do you expect an arrest to be made?
Once the docket has been taken to court, then the court will decide whether to prosecute or not.
So, Captain Gwala, in the meantime, this child is still going to school and this parent of the other child who allegedly committed the assault is still going to pick up his kid from the school as well. The fact that they are bound to meet, does that not worry the SAPS?
Yeah, it is, but no other threats were reported. Nothing was reported to the police with regards to any threats or anything that's ever happened to the victim.
According to the victim, he is so troubled that he has missed a lot of time at school because he fears for his life. Would you not take something like that into consideration when you're investigating this matter and placing importance on the investigation?
Since that those threats that the victim is threatened, nothing was brought to the attention of the police, and we'll make a follow-up on that one.
So for me, this is absolute nonsense, okay? It's been 6 months. Yeah. It's an open and shut case. I can't understand what she's talking about. There are witnesses. They should have gone and spoken to the teachers. Mm. They didn't even call the parent to take a statement from him. So when she says that the parent knows what's happening, she's talking nonsense. And the suspect is known to them. An arrest should have been made already. We're dealing with a minor child here, irrespective of what transpired on that school. Mm. And he should have been disciplined perhaps for bickering with the other student. But that's for his parent to do, not for some other parent to come and assault him on that.
Yeah, this is now a justice system.
Yeah, so this investigating officer should be brought to book whoever's investigating this case because he's clearly not doing his job. Docky's pay. or something.
Oh, I feel so sorry for this this kid that is now traumatized, missing out on school.
100%.
And how is this going to affect his life? Listen, it's a hectic story. If you want to engage with Terrence with this this story or any others going forward, you can contact him directly on his Twitter. It's at Terrence Pillay, 1R in Terrence. Thank you, Terrence.
Thanks, Darren.